Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler. And this week we have on a crowd favorite guest, Sue Downey, to talk about the INA. Hello, Sue.
Hello. How are you, Martha?
I'm doing really, really well. How are you, Sue?
Excellent. I'm also doing pretty good. I'm kind of excited that school's starting.
Yes.
You know, that we're recording this a little early, but school, like school, yay, school, yay,
yes.
Regular schedule every week.
It makes such a difference.
Oh my gosh. Especially, I have an 8-year-old right now, and, you know, he is just one of those kids. He needs a structure. Mm-hmm. And we do camps and stuff for summer, but it's so hard to keep a schedule in the summer. And so I'll miss them. I like having them around. I mean, you know, I like having them not around too, but, mostly I just crave the structure. It's just so much easier for him in particular. And that is good. So
it does make a huge difference. I've got a 5-year-old that is the same way. It's just without structure, he really crumbles.
And then, you know, it's not my best thing always.
Right.
If it's just, as much as I like it, I'm not always good at sticking to it the way that I should. So,
having that enforced the mandatory structure of school is helpful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to talk to you about INA, which is the International Nanny Association, which I hope that everybody's at least heard of if they're listening to this podcast, but maybe not, which is a little older than 35 years. It started in 1985, and it is amazing for some people. And for some people, they're I don't need that. And some people have heard some maybe not great things, and some people love it and have been members since the beginning. So I just wanted to sort of address all the elephants in the room and talk about how it's getting better and better every day.
Yes, I am so excited to talk about this with you because, I feel everything that you just said, and I have heard from lots of different sides about INA, and I've been a member for I think the past 5 years, if not longer. But I'm also excited, even as a member, I'm excited to hear about the changes because, you know, the communication tools that we have are just that. They're tools. A lot of times they can serve us and sometimes they can take away. And the attention capacity, we don't always know what's going on, even in groups we're members of. We get emails, we sometimes have time to read them and sometimes we don't. And so I am really excited to hear about the changes and things like that. So let's start with some of those changes. Let's paint the before picture and then the after picture.
Okay. Well, so the INA was intended by a group of nannies and agency owners to be sort of what they call an umbrella group. And those organizations exist in lots of different sort of places. Like a big one is the AFL-CIO. So what it is it means that it's an organization that deals with all the members of the nanny community or the nanny industry. So we have, it's supposed to serve and be a place where we can gather and listen to each other and build relationships with each other for agencies and NCS and nannies and tax companies. And so it's a little different than like maybe the Nanny Association or the NCS Association, which those are more geared towards a specific part of our community. We try to sort of do it all. And that sometimes means that it can feel like it is not geared to each part of that thing, because when you're trying to meet the needs of everyone, it can be difficult. So one thing that has long been hard, especially I think for nannies, which I'm assuming most of the audience out there, hello, all you lovely people, are probably nannies more than anything else. And it sometimes can feel like you join INA and you don't get a lot out of it. Right. And it costs $55 right now for a year, which is not a huge amount of money, but $55, I mean, like that's a couple hours of work for people. So right. I totally appreciate that it's not nothing. So one thing that we wanted to do was make our membership more valuable. So when you join INA, you get access to a lot of things like webinars, which we try to do monthly. Some of those we do that are open for everybody, but a lot are just for members and they're free for members. And we've had that all along. But there have also been a lot of things that you had to pay an additional cost for because they cost us. And some of those are like the credential exam. So we have a credential exam so that you can sit and take, and then you get like a little logo that says you're a credentialed nanny, which is helpful. For some people, it's a huge benefit. For some people, it's not as helpful. It depends on how you sell yourself and whatever. But it is nice for parents to know that you have some basic skills. And we have that for nannies and for NCSs. We have some publications. We also have this thing that's called the Service Award Pin. And a lot of people don't know that this exists. So it's been around for a long time. It used to be given out by an organization called NAN, and Glenda Probst, who's a long time, and I know she's been on your show, and she had now I'm blanking on her name, Helen. Anyway, it's been around for a long time, and it sort of worked its way to us, the INA, and now we have it. And so the beauty of this pin is that it sort of gives you a way to show how long you've been in service as a nanny. And so it's a beautiful little pin that you can put on your shirt, and then you get bars for different milestones. So 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. We have some nannies that are getting their like 30th and 35th year pins. Wow. And you just add the bars on, and it's a beautiful thing. I don't know about you, but being a nanny is a little different than just a regular job. Yep. You feel like you're really making a difference in a big and important way, and having something that you can wear. And even if you only wear it to industry conferences, or I don't know, you could wear it to an interview. I don't know, but you have it. And it's a concrete reminder of all of those lives that you've touched and how much you've given to this job, which is kind of a big deal. And it's fun to get them as you go on. So you used to have to pay for that. Now that's included in your membership. We also...
really quick about that, just curious. If, yes. So for those bars, like if someone decides they hear this and they're like, oh, I want to join the INA, and they've been a nanny for 10 years, do they get the 5-year bar and the 10-year bar, or do they just start at the 10-year bar?
No, they get the, I think, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They get the 5 and the 10-year the 10.
I'm a collector person. So I'm like, yeah. I would want to collect them all.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. And this is not like you just say, oh, I've worked this, you know, this far. You have to apply and they actually check, like they go back and check to make sure, like it means something.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, Harriet Grant. Thank goodness. Harriet Grant was a like pioneer nanny in the United States. And she did a lot of work early on sort of raising the bar and like we stand on the shoulders of giants in so many ways as childcare people, Maria Montessori and all of these people that we sort of carry on their work. And Harriet Grant is one of those people. And we don't, you know, like I never met her, but she passed away, but she started this whole thing. And then it means something. It's a meaningful thing. So it's very, very exciting that you don't have to apply to do this pin, to get this pin. And then you're recognized every year at the national conference for INA. You know, you're in the program. And even if you can't be there to get your pin, which if you are there, you get to go up on stage and they'll give you your bars. And, mm-hmm. and every 5 years you can do that. But even if not, you know, you're thanked for all of the work that you've done. And it's kind of a cool thing. And I'm hoping that at Nanny Palooza in October, I have a lot of my INA nannies wearing their pins because it's kind of a cool thing. And, you know, again, it's another way to just be proud of what the work we do. So we talked about the credential exam a little. There's also what's called a basic skill assessment. And these, a lot of agencies use this. If you go to an INA agency, they'll have you take this test. And it's really just basically like, you know, super questions like back to sleep questions or basic child development. It's really just the minimum that you should know before you are left alone with a child in your care. Mm-hmm. And agencies a lot of times use them as screeners, but now nannies will be able to take that as well. And that's exciting. Just again, it shows that you know what you're doing. Then if you want to go a little bit farther, then the credential exam is there. And the credential exam, we're looking at some exciting changes to that too. Something that maybe you will, you'll take it every year, every couple of years and get an updated certificate and a logo that shows that you're up to date on that, which can be very helpful when you're trying to sell yourself. We have a long way to go in this industry of convincing parents that this stuff is important. Yeah. But the more that we talk about it as nannies, the more they're going to look for it. And I do think that if you talk about it in the right way, it can really set you apart from other nannies. Most professionals belong to professional associations. Mm-hmm. And so being able to say, I care enough about this, and sometimes parents laugh at me when I talk about it. And I'm like, listen, I totally get that it seems funny to me that like really we're not rocket scientists. Like I get what you're saying that it seems silly, but if you think about it, this really shows that I care enough about what I'm doing to invest time and energy and a little bit of money even in knowing what I need to know to do the best job. So that to me is worth talking about INA in an interview, because I do think that it will set you apart. And having things like the service award pin, and even if I don't know that I would wear it to an interview, I think that might, for some nannies, that would be great.
Right.
But for me, it might feel awkward because I'm so much more casual. But being able to talk about how I just received it, and yeah, that, you know, that's kind of exciting.
I have a lot of pins on my backpack that is my like nanny backpack. So that might be the compromise, yeah, of like, you know, exactly. If you have it somewhere, it's not on your body, but.
And it just depends too on the kind of nanny you are. If you're going to a high net worth family and you're in business casual or something like that, having something like that would be perfectly the whatever. Right. I'm sort of like the outlier, even though I've been doing this a million years. I like show up in shorts and a t-shirt. So
and go to the interview. I mean, like, you can up it a little bit for the interview, but I saw a post recently. It might have been Glenda. No, it was Laura Brawley, who was like, if you have tattoos and piercings, like, do that to the interview, unless you want to cover them up every day.
Well, yeah. And it depends on the job that you're going for, right? You need to dress for the job that you want. Right. So I have a tendency to, I prefer a much more casual family and casual environment. I know that there are limitations with that. Like, you're not going to make the same kind of money necessarily. I mean, you can, but anyway, I could go on about that.
But I do love that we're talking about this, just because I think that it also is important to know that, like, the INA doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be like a stuffy, like, I'm a business person and a nanny. Like, it doesn't, we are business people if we're nannies, because we kind of run our own business, but
there are business people at Google who play with Nerf guns, and there are business people at Goldman Sachs who wear a three-piece suit and PowerPoints.
Right.
So, like, that, and that's the true thing with the umbrella for me. I love that we use the umbrella because nannies and Mary Poppins.
Yes.
But I also like the theme of the umbrella in that we're stronger if we have a more diverse, in every single sense of the word, group conversing with each other. So INA gives us a place where a nanny like me, who has a lot of experience, but I wear Birkenstocks, shorts, and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I wear it every day to work, or, you know, a version of that. And I wear it on interviews, and you'll see me at conferences. Like, I'm not the person, whatever. But my fellow board member and one of my very best friends, Kate, is in high heels and a business casual and hair and makeup, and we're both excellent caregivers. We both bring something different to the table, and we met because we met at INA, and we have such different perspectives that we help each other grow and look at things in a different way, even though we do the same job. And there's a place for both of us in this organization. And that is invaluable, if you ask me, because we all grow from people who are different from us. I mean, that's if you think about it, that's what we do with kids all the time, right? We're exposing them to different things. And as adults, we need to keep doing that too. And that means getting to know people who are different from you. And so what we hope to do more and more with INA, and I think that we've really turned the boat a lot in the last 5 years, of making this organization a place where everybody feels comfortable and welcome and included. And that extends, you know, for a long time, it was a very, I'm just going to say it was a very white organization, mm-hmm. For a long time. And that's because when it was started, that those were the people that started it just by happen chance. And, you know, it's like any institution, you have to think about that. And I don't think it was there's definitely no intention for that to happen, but it happens, like it has for so many other organizations, that it grew in one certain direction. And what we've done in the last 4 to 5 years, we started making it more intentional. So right now there's an actual committee, a diversity and inclusion committee, and we changed the language in our bylaws and all of that. Now, right now, that seems like not enough, but that's where it starts, right? That's where the change starts. And so you see now the people that come to our conference, our membership is starting to be more reflective of the whole industry, which is a very colorful and diverse community where every different kind of nanny, Black, white, Hispanic, all the different ethnicities that you see, and also gay and lesbian and men and women and just
non-binary folks.
Yes, exactly. Like it's so hard for me to keep.
I know there's so many things under the umbrella. Yeah.
I think we have the list now. So like now we are like, oh, we're thinking about how this goes for everybody and what we need now. So we've done a lot and we have a lot more to do, but what we need are more people from those communities to take a chance with us and say, okay, I see where you're going. I feel like you want me here. I'm going to get involved and join and voice my opinions on things, because I, as a white lesbian nanny of a certain age from the Midwest, like all my things, right? I only have that experience. So it's going to take us getting some people with other voices to help us continue to move in the direction where we want to be. And so so giving more value to these memberships is another way that we can get everyone involved, getting every person that has anything to do with the nanny industry, including parents who employ nannies. There is a parent level of membership.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. That's really cool.
No, and that often is not where most of our attention is right now. I think we have to get bigger to be able to focus more on that. But we do have parent members, a handful of them. And that is something that I think we have to keep focusing on, because it's important to have these conversations, right? Mm-hmm. So we have all these new member benefits. Another one I want to mention before I forget, because there are a few other ones. You can look, the website is nanny.org. So that's pretty easy. And you can look on there and see all the great things that we have. But another great thing that we just started, and I'm super excited about, is this speed recruiting that we're doing. So right now there are agencies. So if you're not using a nanny agency, there has never been a better time to switch from care, which is really not the best and good way to find a job. There's never been a better time to try an agency, because they are desperate for quality candidates right now. They have more jobs than they can fill. And an agency will represent you in a way, a good agency will represent you in a way that it's hard to duplicate, and certainly is not duplicated on care or any of the other online job sources.
Right.
There's an association of professional nanny agencies, and they talk about being not registered, but represented. So when you go and find like something on a website, you're just plugging in your information. And if somebody finds it, that's great. Whereas an agency will work to place you, because they don't get paid unless you get a job. So, you know, that they'll work for you. And not every agency is created equal. But the good news is that if they belong to INA or to APNA, which is the association, that's a good start, because they care enough about the industry to put money into trying to live up to these standards. And we ask agencies to live up to those standards. Now, we can't police that, but it's at least a good step.
And that is for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sue, but that's a good indication that they're not going to send you to jobs that are paying illegally, that are paying under the table.
It's not across the board. And again, it can't be policed. Like the INA doesn't have the authority or the ability to police it.
Nor is that how we probably want to be using our resources. No, but exactly. Yes.
But they are at least aware. They're educated. They know the law, because you have to sign a thing when you join that says you're going to abide by these recommended practices. And we talk about it a lot. And so in general, if you pick an INA membership, member agency, you're headed in the right direction.
Right.
And you'll also get access to those agencies in a couple different ways. So one is we have a job board that they post. Another is you can meet them in person at we have some local events that are still happening virtually, we have ambassadors across the country and the world, but the big way right now that we're doing is the speed recruiting, which we just started, and it's going to be like regional. So different times of the year, there'll be these regional and you sign up. And if you're looking for a job, you get to meet a bunch of different nanny agencies on Zoom from the comfort of your home, quickly present yourself, give, you know, have these short sort of mini things where you feel each other out and you can connect. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think you'll find that the quality of families that you will meet through an agency, I can say, it's going to be higher than what you're going to sift through from any of the online sources. And it's a lot easier. There's still things that you're going to have to do because searching for a job is hard, but it is a lot easier when you have somebody who you feel like is on your side, mm-hmm. And who wants to help you really match a family, not just find a job. Mm-hmm. So I'm super proud to say I'm friends with a lot of agencies that belong to INA here in the States. And we, again, it's the International Nanny Association. So there are we have a lot of members from India and from European countries and Australia, my good friend Louise. So they, you know, that is a part of it too. And you can ask them for questions or get feedback. And I'm rambling a little, but I am excited about the speed recruiting. And yeah. And if you want to test out the INA too, if you're not a member of INA and you're a nanny, you can still sign up for the speed recruiting. So if you're looking for a job, go to nanny.org and search on the thing for the speed recruiting, because there are some ways that you can participate in that even as a non-member and sort of try us out. Give it a try and see.
Yeah. And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I will say I've had several agency owner friends reach out to me being like, hey, do you know any nannies looking right now? Because the market's hot. And like, one of the best ways to find a good match, like you were talking about for you, when the market is so hot, because sometimes it's like, oh, this is so great. The pay is great, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh no, I didn't pay attention to any of the details. And now this is like, the pay is great, but all these other things are not okay by me. And like,
right. Yeah.
So an agency will help you sort through all that.
Exactly. So the last thing I really want to touch on, again, this is for some people, but not for everybody. You know, I do Nanny Palooza, which is a conference for nannies. Mm-hmm. INA has a conference too. And again, it's an umbrella association. So the conference is for all of the membership. And so there are different tracks. There's a nanny track of workshops. There's a business. But when you go to the INA conference, you can access any of that. Like as a nanny, if you're a nanny entrepreneur, you can go to the business ones or the agency ones. Or if you're like an NCS, we have an NCS track. You can go to you can go to whatever. But the conference is great. Coming up this year in 2023 in May 4th to 7th. and it's in Orlando, my favorite city probably ever, Disney, hello. But we're at this beautiful DoubleTree hotel by SeaWorld. And the exciting thing about it for me this year is often the INA conference is at a resort hotel, and it can get a little more expensive and whatever because it's trying to appeal to everyone and whatever. The great thing this year is we found this hotel that's a little less expensive than typical. I think the room rates are like $129 a night, which is very good. Yeah. But it has a resort feel because it's in Orlando and it's right by SeaWorld, and it's so it's lush and beautiful, and it looks really nice. And there's different pricing on it. So you have to go to the website and you can click, depends on when you register. You also, if you're a member, there's a discount and different dates, and it's, you know, it gets complicated. But again, the nice part of the INA conference for me is that umbrella part of it. You really get to mix in a way, like Nanny Palooza, you're mostly just going to meet nannies. Like the bulk of people that are there are nannies. We do have some agencies and whatever, but if you go to the NCS conference that's now coming up, you're going to meet mostly NCS. This, the thing about INA is you really get to meet everybody, not just nannies and agencies and NCS, but nanny educators and tax companies and just anybody that has to do anything with the nanny world is welcome, and a lot of them attend. And so it's in the spring, it's fun, and yeah, so that's another fun thing about INA. And a lot of people think it's just the conference, but really it's not. And I mention it because I know that it people, you know, are, everybody wants to get away.
Yeah.
But
I went to the one in New Orleans and it was a blast. And I'm still friends with people that I met there, and yeah, not, you know, some agency owners and some like nannies and some, you know, some NCS. Like, yeah, like
you just get, it's a broader view of, yeah, of the industry that we work in or the profession we work in. And so, and that's kind of nice. So, and I think belonging to something like this can be really important. Getting involved in something like this can change you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not just, I think that people belong to it and you get out of it whatever you put in it. If you just want to mention it here or there, or you just want a service award pin, or you just want to go to the conference one year, I get it. But if you really invest a little bit of time into interacting on the social media, or maybe volunteering for a committee, or any number of ways that you can get involved more, you'll get a lot out of it. And I myself have been a critic of the organization for a lot of years, and finally decided to really get more involved. And it's changed me in some really great ways. I now am the vice president, and who would have guessed that? Not me. not me. Like even in New Orleans,
I
would have guessed that. But I see that there's a need for it. I see that we are better for having it. I see that the outside world views our profession in a certain way, and having an organization like this that we can refer to, and that hopefully we can build and grow together as a community, it could change a lot of people's opinions about things. And sure, at first they're not going to get it because they think that we sit around all day and color and play games, but you know, it's up to us to change that perception. And one really important way we can do it is by belonging to a group like this and having a blog that, you know, we post articles and we give information to parents about legal hiring. And we, you know, we're trying to get there. And, you know, it's like with any nonprofit, it's always an uphill battle of resources, time, and money. But I think if you haven't ever given INA a try, I would challenge you to take a look at it. Stick your big toe in, maybe buy a membership for a year. It also is something that you can approach a family and say, listen, I found out that there's an organization for this. I'm sure that you belong to an organization for your profession. You know, if you're a doctor, you belong to the AMA, and probably that you can, you know, that's paid for by your business. So would you mind paying this $55 registration fee? And look at, I get these webinars, I get all the past webinars, there's resources on the page, I can take this test and we can see if there are things I need to do work. So it's definitely worth having a conversation if you feel comfortable. So that's my pitch.
Yeah. And I also hear in what you're saying, like, yeah, if you've never given it a shot, now's the time. And then also this is an invitation to retry. If you have given it a shot, we're disappointed. And like, this is a, yeah, just an invitation to give it another go, just to see if, like, yes, the things that didn't work for you last time, if those have changed, and if they haven't yet, that now INA is listening.
Right. And I personally, if you've been a member and been disappointed, reach out to me, tell me, because I promise you that I will listen in a non-defensive way. I can't promise that I can fix what happened or that we have fixed what's happened yet. But I do believe, again, as a longtime critic of this organization for the first 15 years of my career, from the time that I heard about it, I didn't get it for a lot of the reasons that we've mentioned. But I, with a little perspective, I see now, and I believe that the leadership that's in place is listening. And I know I am. So you can reach out to me personally. And we can have a conversation, and or if you've never tried it, but you've heard some things and you want to know what the truth is of it, I'm very transparent. And again, the current leadership, it's not just me, it's everybody involved right now. We are really, we're standing on the shoulders of giants, but those giants did the very best that they could do. And we're doing the very best that we can do. And what we're now asking for is a whole bunch of new people to come and do the best they can do with us. Like, let's just keep going in this great direction. Because I see a place for it. I see that we can do great things, but it takes all of us. It really does. And so that's a great point, but I would love to have people back, and we're certainly not perfect. There's certainly more things to do. And we would like to know what your priorities on those things are. So we try to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that, like, even zooming out more, like, right now, we are like a childcare crisis, right? Like, it continues to go on in this childcare crisis. And I do feel like, as a whole, nannies have, and agencies and everyone involved in the nanny world, like, we're in really fertile ground to make a change right now. Right. The pandemic really, like, stirred a lot of things up. And like, we're in the middle of the messy part. And I do think that individuals are not going to change it, right? Like, we can't change it on an individual level, but as a whole, we can. Like, there is room to make changes for childcare in general. And that's really exciting, but one voice isn't going to change that, but 1,000 voices could.
Right. Exactly. Well, and don't you feel like, I think that's a really important part. We're coming off this pandemic, and what I'm seeing is that we have realized as a population more than ever before that the connections that we have as human beings are something that we need to pay attention to. Like, we literally, a lot of us as individuals and as a society, withered and died a little bit in being isolated and being apart. And so belonging to things where you can connect is important. And maybe it's not the same connection that we all want, the in-person part of it. It's still, we're still on rocky ground with some of that.
Right.
But we have learned that we can use things like Zoom and social media. While they can be detrimental and not enough, they also can be a lifeline. Mm-hmm. So if you're a nanny that, you know, you're working in a community where there's not a strong community of nannies, like when I started in Cincinnati, I didn't know one other nanny, right. Not one. And so I was friends with a bunch of stay at home moms. Well, that's great. And it was fine. I mean, I'm a pretty social person. It was okay. But there are definitely things that I've learned once I connected with other nannies and with people that are in this industry that changed me. And now, you know, it's so funny because that was, again, before the internet, before social media. So I had no ability. But now, you know, if you belong to INA, you belong to the INA member Facebook group, and you can ask questions. And I know there's a lot of groups out there. But here's one that doesn't have any drama, because all we talk about is professional nanny issues and nanny things. And there's, you know, typically you can ask almost anything and you'll get a bunch of different opinions, and they may not all agree, but that's good too. So yeah. keeping the connection is really important, and finding a place where you're welcome. And you are welcome. If you're listening to this podcast, you are welcome. You are a member of our community. And again, it's hard to serve a committee as big and as spread out and as diverse as that, but we're going to keep doing our best, and we want you, and we want to, you know, I think it's good. And I think we're going to keep seeing that. I mean, it's no secret. That's the reason that, like, the restaurant, restaurants are back better than ever, where who would have guessed that they would be the first one to come back, right? From this, but they really kind of are. And that's because we need each other and we want to be together. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that global sort of thing. So, and speaking of that, yes. Happy National Nanny Recognition Week
to you as well.
So that National Nanny Recognition Week, I know you'll probably, I know you have had podcasts about the history of it and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I won't go into that, but I will say that that's another thing. INA will have a few surprises that week. And it's great to be in that community at times like NNRW, and we can sort of gather together and sort of celebrate. And for me, NNRW also isn't as like I never get a present from my work family, which I don't care about because they thank me other ways. But that week for me is sort of like highlighting our place in the world of childcare. Like, we exist and we're important, and not every family can have us and not every kid can have us, but there is a place for us, and the work we do is important. You know, it's easy to feel not important as a nanny in so many ways.
Right.
And not enough people do research about the care that we give, and not enough people do a lot of things. But this one week, we get to be like, hey, I'm a nanny and I'm super proud. And hopefully that carries us through the rest of the year. But I like that we get to shine a light once a year. And INA will be definitely trying to spotlight nanny care in as many ways we can that week. So
this week. We're recording early, which we're in the time machine of, as they say on one of my favorite podcasts.
I always blow that
button. No, that's okay. I think it's fine to recognize that we're in the time machine. But yes, happy National Nanny Recognition Week. And I agree. I think it's so important to, like, say loud and proud, like, I'm a nanny, and like what I do really matters.
Right. And if you belong to or if you're looking for a way to talk to your family about NNRW, you can use INA as a way to do that. Hey, it's National Nanny Recognition Week, which was fun because on my social media feed, I saw this thing about, you know, this week, and it was posted by the INA, and I didn't even know this existed. And I was hoping that you would help me become a member this week. Could we go halvesies on this, or, you know, and hear the great things that I'll get from belonging to it that will directly affect your kids. So you can use things like that, you know, or use, I am a member of INA and I got an email thanking me. Isn't that fun? This is National INA Recognition Week. You know, I just thought it was fun that they said thank you to me. And then now your family knows. It's a hard thing. But someday my dream is that INA will be on the Today Show every third week of September talking about how it's National INA Recognition Week. And, you know, we're celebrating one-on-one care as one option for some families that's important and that affects millions of children. And that is what we want. So quality care for everybody.
Yes, that is what we want. Oh, Sue, this was so fun.
I'm sorry I talk so much too.
Don't be. This is a podcast. That's what it's for. But yes, everyone listening, click down in the show notes, the link to nanny.org, which is the INA website, is down there for you. Sue, would you be open to putting your email?
Yeah, I'll put my email address in there. So if you have anything that you want me to pass along, again, I don't have the power to fix everything, but I certainly want to know what you think. And let's talk it out. If you have questions and you've never belonged, or if you know there's history, whatever, I'm super happy to connect with you.
Yes. Wonderful. So check all of that out.
Mm-hmm. I just remembered one important thing that I wanted to say which is also, if you're listening to this podcast and nannying is not what you want to do forever, mm-hmm. I get that. And a lot of people in that situation think that if you're not like a lifetimer, this isn't your career or whatever, there's not a place for you here. And I want to say very clearly that if you're nannying right now, whether it's part-time, full-time, your lifelong ambition, you're only doing it while you're in college, whatever, if you're taking care of a kid one-on-one in their home, you have a place with us, and you'd be surprised at how that can help you on a job, you know, of another job situation. You know, you could join in the inner workings of INA and gain skills that way. You can put that you belong to the professional association while you were doing this job, and that will speak volumes because everybody has a professional association. And again, you'll get resources that you can use right now as well. So you don't have to, if you're a nanny, you're a nanny. It doesn't matter to us, and don't let anybody ever make you feel like you're less than if it's just you're a nanny for now as opposed to a nanny forever. Sorry, I really wanted to say that because I think sometimes that's overlooked. Sorry.
Yeah. As someone who is transitioning out of nannying and into family therapy, like, I really appreciate you saying that, because certainly, you know, I have been a career nanny and will always consider myself a nanny, but, and I use the skills and everything that I've learned and continue to learn.
Right.
In my therapy office all the time.
And now as you transition into therapy, you can still belong to the INA and become an educator of nannies. And so you can still have your, you know, maybe not your whole body, but your big toe involved in that world. Or if you're going to be a teacher, or if you're going to into business, like there's so many things that, that are transferable, and we would love to have you. Once a nanny, always a nanny.
yes. And I also think that there's a lot of space for like care for the caregiver too, right? Like,
right.
So yes, the community of nannies and everything under that umbrella is also super important. as a caregiver, because it is so isolating.
Right.
Or it can be so isolating to be one-on-one in a house with children.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Sorry to put that.
No, that was very important. I'm glad that you remembered that. Awesome. Okay. So click on the link, explore, let Sue know if you have questions or concerns, or something that you would like her to pass along. And yeah, not everything's going to get changed, but nothing's going to get changed if we don't talk about it. So,
right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, we end each episode with a cute, fun story. And I do have one, Sue, but I also am extending an invitation if you have one to share as well.
Do I have a cute, fun story? I probably do, but I can't think of one right off the bat of, oh, wait, I'm going to borrow one from my my wife, who's also a nanny, who has a little guy who's 11, who's very, very vocabulary beautiful, right? Mm. Uses all these wonderful words. He and his family have been watching Top Chef, and they also were watching SpongeBob. And, and so he was watching an episode of SpongeBob where they were putting steak sauce on their bodies to like attract something, I don't know. And he looked at Charlotte and said, well, what's steak sauce? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, you know, it's like you put it on meat to make it more flavorful, like, you know, like ketchup or whatever. He goes, oh, you mean a demi-glaze? And she was like, what? So here he is. I think he's 11, and he's using these big Top Chef words. And it just made me giggle the whole time. I'm like, that I didn't even know what that was until I was like 30. And so, you know, oh, we thought that was funny. So now, you know, we're using the correct chef words around him. So
thank goodness. Yeah. I would be learning vocabulary too, for sure. That is so funny. Oh, demi-glaze. That's so cute. Oh, I love that. Well, mine is also kind of on the other end of the spectrum of talking about food. So I'm working with a 2-year-old, like just fresh 2-year-old, and like freshly two. And his favorite food, or one of his favorite foods right now, are blueberries. Like, he is obsessed with them. But he doesn't, he says boobies. Like, he's like, boobies.
So there, like, you go.
He'll be like, more boobies.
Oh, I hope you have a recording for the wedding video.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll have to get that this coming week. Yeah. But yeah, it's just so stinking cute, and it makes me laugh. And then I'm also like wondering if now, like, he likes them so much because I get so much joy.
Right.
Serving that, but that's okay, because blueberries are a fun food to have a lot of. So,
and boobies is fun to say.
Yes,
let's just say it.
Definitely is, and it's so cute to just see him in his little like chair, you know, his little booster chair. Boobies. I love it. Thank you, Sue, so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
And a very happy International Nanny Recognition Week for everyone listening. Thank you for all you do. You really are changing the world.
The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania, and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.